Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, through the web on CFRU.ca, and syndicating across Canada. I am your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond along the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative styles, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. I would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the ancestral and traditional territories and local indigenous communities across Turtle Island from which the session broadcasts out of. Today, I focus attention on the peoples and regions within the broadcasting range of CHSR 97.9 FM, one of the syndicate stations of this radio program, in Fredericton from the University of New Brunswick. It is the traditional unceded territory of the Wolastoqiyik, Passamaquoddy, and Mi'kmaq peoples, and the Wabanaki Confederacy, covered by the Treaties of Peace and Friendship. In addition, I would like to acknowledge that the majority of the musical styles featured in these observations have adapted elements of Black culture, originally crafted under circumstances of racial oppression, over centuries past and in the present time. I would like to offer thanks to the BIPOC community for their too often dismissed and uncredited contributions to today's popular, alternative, and experimental music spheres. Let us begin show 218, Curtains. Welcome, my good centuries, to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, brand new collection of discoveries out on the ever-changing horizon of musical spheres out there coming into view in the lens. We began today's brand new collection of gems, rarities, and fantastic artists with Robin Hatch, another track off of her new album, Tonto. This is the beginning track, a very whimsical, fantastical, regal, and I would say a little cute opening for the album, Buttercups. I am quite excited for our first grand set in today's program, as it will be hopefully an ongoing series. I've always have so much music coming my way through different avenues, like submissions, the radio station themselves, and from music friends. And this is a big, 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 big friend of mine. And I will be calling this segment Danny's Recommendations, my best friend Danny. We are pretty close, and we love a lot of interesting music, weird and extravagant and beautiful music. And we always talk about different types, and I'm learning so much more bands now from him. This also comes from vinyl that we've traded off with each other. We both are very into musical vinyl. So here, let me get into our first Danny's Recommendation segment. We have coming up The Go Team, Ryuichi Sakamoto, ABBA, The Beach Boys, and Peter Gabriel. Starting off this grand set of Danny's Recommendations, The Go Team, an eclectic indie garage English rock band. Danny gave me the debut album, borrowed the debut album, Thunder, Lightning, Strike, from 2004. We will be listening to Junior Kickstart to kickstart this set here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. We'll be right back.
This I dreamt, and this I dream. And sometime this I will dream again. And all will be repeated, all be re-embodied. You will dream everything I have seen in dream. One side from ourselves, to one side from the world. Wave follows wave to break on the shore. On each wave is a star, a person, a bird, dreams, reality, death, on wave after wave. Life is a wonder of wonders, and to wonder I dedicate myself on my knees like an orphan, alone among mirrors, fenced in by reflections. Cities and seas, iridescent, intensified. A mother in tears takes a child on her lap.
Gotta have love to carry on living. Gotta have love. diamond necklace played the pawn, and a handsome drum de la hope to a handsome man at baton. Upline class aristocracy, back through the opera glass, you see the pit and the pendulum drum. Taken me, dim chandelier awaken me to a song dissolving the dawn. The music hall, a costly bow, the music all is lost for now to a muted trumpeter's swan.
Just in past days. This is Conductor, and you're listening to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM.
There you have the inaugural segment, Danny's Recommendations. We began with the Go Team with Junior Kickstart from their debut 2004 album, Thunder, Lightning, Strike. Then we had Ryuichi Sakamoto, the Japanese composer, pianist, singer, record producer, and actor, a solo artist and the member of the influential Yellow Magic Orchestra, which we have recently played on the SMK. Danny gave me actually allow me to borrow his album of the Go Team album, as well as Ryuichi's Async from 2017. This is the first album of his that he had released at the time in 8 years, and the first solo record since recovering from a throat cancer in 2015. The track we heard was called Life Life. We had recently talked about ABBA, and from that conversation, I decided to dive into the beginnings of their music, not the more popular later albums that they're known for. We heard a track off of their debut 1973 album Ring Ring. It was originally named under the band name Bjorn and Benny, Agnetha and Annie Fried, and it wasn't released in the UK or North America until the 90s. The track we heard was People Need Love. That is a very 70s feel-good song there. Another vinyl that Danny allowed me to borrow was the Beach Boys' The Smile Sessions. It is a compilation album focusing on the abandoned recordings from the band's unfinished 1966-67 album, Smile, featuring a comprehensive session highlights and outtakes, comprising a hypothetical version of the completed Smile album. I'm not sure, actually, that I might have featured similar tracks, because Brian Wilson had re-recorded the Smile songs as Brian Wilson Presents Smile. That might have been just in me listening in my personal collection, but the Smile Sessions version sounds very much like the original Beach Boys vibe and sound. And this was released also in 2011. We heard the song Surf's Up. And finally, we heard Peter Gabriel, which was a big surprise, because Danny actually doesn't know too much about his solo material, and I know so much about it, and this, I never knew about this song's existence. It's actually connected because of a video game. We are both into video games, and apparently Peter Gabriel was featured in the adventure puzzle computer video game Myth 4 Revelation in 2004. Peter lends his voice to the game as the spirit guide character, as well as a previously unreleased B-side song. Hasn't appeared on an actual full-length album, but just the B-side, called Curtains. The version we heard was the broad mix of Curtains, which appears on Flotsam and Jetsam, released in 2019, a collection of Peter Gabriel B-sides, remixes, and rarities from 1976 to 2016. The majority of the tracks that was being released digitally for the first time. Want to say a heartfelt thanks to Danny for allowing me to expand even greater the vision of the scope with his unique musical insights and stuff like that. Let us now proceed with some of my more usual discoveries. In our second grand set, we'll be listening to Magdalena Bay, conductor, Kaylin Mikla, and Sleep Token. First up is a brand new band for the SMK, Magdalena Bay, which I hope is the right pronunciation. They are a LA, Californian indie electropop duo. That would be Mika and Matt. I forget exactly how I found out about this band. It might have been through Bandcamp's recommended monthly thing, or maybe more of the electro pop recommendation that I sometimes get of certain styles. So this Magdalena Bay was part of that. They just released Mercurial World this year on Luminel Records. And to start off the set, we will be listening to the title track, Mercurial World. So here's Magdalena Bay, here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Walk me down to the earth when the storm's right in front of us. Tell me we'll make it work. You're as sure as the stars on top of us, 'cause it's the way that you are. Steady and sound when it feels so crazy, the way that you are. How could I doubt the obvious? We're spinning around. Wash away all the fallen dust. Worried I'll make you worse, but you're teaching me how to trust in us. 'Cause it's the way that my heart, steady and strong when it's all so crazy, the way that we are. So how could I doubt the obvious?
We're spinning around.
Yeah.
We began with Magdalena Bay with their song Mercurial World, the title track to their new album Mercurial World, released on Luminal Records. Then we heard a new track by good friend Conductor with off one of the two EPs that he's released lately, the one being Parapraxis, released on Pink Lemonade Records. This one is Good Summer, which features the lovely, mystical wizard girl, Kitzel, as backing, interweaving vocals with Conductor, which is a fabulous texture to hear, and hope I could maybe witness that, maybe a combo live in person. That would be awesome. We then heard Kaelin Mikla, the Icelandic synth punk dark pop band. We heard Hella Starnen off of their album Undir Kolum Norelsum. I know I'm probably butchered that. That album being released this year on Artifact Records. And finally, we finished listening to Sleep Token, the UK underground entity of epic music. We listened off their new album this year, This Place Will Become Your Tomb, released on Spine Farm Records. We heard the song Alkaline. To finish up this first hour of the Scopes Gaze this week, a very welcoming artist here on the SMK, Bicyclops. I have featured them at least once before, but I would like to introduce them to you all again. Bicyclops is Phil Johnston, a producer and multi-instrumentalist from Toronto, weaving his voice through shifting layers of synthesis and static. Phil Johnston's music combines rich atmospheres, electronic rhythms, and a penchant for the experimental. I actually got to momentarily meet Phil for the first time this past weekend at the concert, which I got to see with Danny, seeing Animal Party, which was, she was amazing. I can't believe it. Paulo Sinski Microband, Theo Vandenhoff, and World News. At the Baby G in Toronto. We'll talk more later, Phil. But right now, I would like to feature a track off his debut full-length album, Marooned, on Plutoid Records. Finishing off this hour, we will be listening to Juno by Bicyclops, here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. I will see you in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you.